Well, howdy guys. Well, the war on males in society continues. Now, here's a bar in West Street in Brighton. It's the UK. Now, when I was a younger man, I used to know West Street. That's where people used to go to have a night out. But times have changed now, and West Street looks like a run-down place. But I suppose it looks okay at night and a few drinks inside you. Anyway, this guy went to this bar, and certain times of the day and night they have bouncers on the door, which was unheard of in my day. Anyway, this bouncer stopped the man and asked him for his ID. This man apparently was 41 years of age. But then he asked if the man was alone. The man said yes, he just wants to go in there and have a quick drink. But he wasn't allowed in because he was a male and he was on his own. The man thought this was a ridiculous rule and put a review on Google talking about it. I agree with him though, it is a ridiculous rule. And this man could see in there and there was hardly anybody in there anyway. You'd think they'd be thankful for a customer, but apparently not. When I looked at some of the reviews on this bar online, and it didn't seem kosher to me, not this story, but the other ones. You know, where they're going way over the top of how wonderful this place is. And I think it's pretty obvious that it was written by people who knew these people who owned the place. They're fake reviews. There is quite a few bad ones too, and I believe every one of them. Saying that the toilets weren't clean, the food wasn't good, the drinks are all watered down. Of course, there is a reply from the owner, apparently, saying that they welcome everybody in there, alone or not. Do you know what? I don't believe them. Presumably, of course, if a lone femon went there, she would get in immediately. It's obvious because they think that males can cause more trouble in a place than a femon can. You know, I remember some ruckuses downtown, and nearly every time there was a femon involved. She may not be the one being physical, but she certainly caused it. And if you look at the real statistics in relationships, femons are more violent and physical than males, generally speaking. And the most physically violent relationships are between two femons. And throughout my experience, femons are the more physical ones in a relationship. Slapping, pushing, throwing things. The thing is when femons get violent, not really much happens. But when a male does get violent, things can turn nasty quickly, because he's far stronger. But this double standard has been going on for a long time. When I was a young man, there was a bar. It was money to get in for men, but it was free for femons. Femons also got a complimentary drink when they arrived. Do you know, I'm so sick and tired of the double standards of society. As males are being treated like third-rate citizens in a city they built. And the entitlement of femons today is off the scale. And I personally believe there's something very suspect with this bar. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Femons are good. Males are bad. No. Femons are entitled. Males are persecuted. You have a nice one, guys. Ciao.